This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military announced Thursday what it called new and improved measures to bring humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip, including constructing a new land crossing in northern Gaza. In a video statement, the military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said that the new crossing would enable 58 more trucks per day to pass through from the seaport to the crossing and into Gaza.
The combination of these new measures means that we expect the daily average of trucks going into Gaza to go up gradually from 350 per day to around 500 per day.
International humanitarian groups have complained for months about barriers in bringing aid back by truck into Gaza, citing both delays by the Israeli military and a lack of safe access to areas such as northern Gaza. Some Muslim and Arab American leaders have grown frustrated with the outreach from President Joe Biden's White House as the war in Gaza drags on. They say private meetings with officials at all levels of the administration have failed to lead to meaningful changes in U.S. support for Israel, and they're unwilling to continue talking. Fractured relationship could jeopardize the Democratic president's reelection campaign. Addressing a joint meeting of Congress, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says he senses skepticism about America's global role.
As we meet here today, I detect an undercurrent of self-doubt among some Americans about what your role in the world should be.
Kishida is in Washington this week visiting President Joe Biden as the White House completes hosting each leader of the Quad. This is VOA News. House Speaker Mike Johnson is negotiating with the White House as he prepares for the treacherous task of advancing wartime funding for Ukraine and Israel through the House. On Thursday, the House Republican leader, Steve Scalise, said Johnson has been talking with White House officials about a package that would deviate from the Senate's $95 billion foreign security package and includes several Republican demands. It comes after Johnson has delayed for months on advancing aid that would provide desperately needed ammunition and weaponry for Kyiv. He's trying to find the right time to advance packages that will be a painful political lift. The FBI is concerned about the possibility of an organized attack in the United States, similar to the one that killed scores of people at a Russian concert last month. The Bureau's director, Christopher Wray, told a House of Representatives panel on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner with details.
U.S. officials have been worried about the possibility of an attack inspired by the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. But Wray said concerns have escalated following the concert massacre in Russia that killed at least 144 people. Wray also pressed lawmakers to renew a U.S. surveillance program set to expire this month.
The Congress can give us in our fight against foreign adversaries is the reauthorization of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
Wray cited the FBI's concerns about terrorism to help persuade lawmakers to boost funding for the agency. But he is likely to face strong pushback from congressional Republicans, as the FBI has become a prime target for former President Donald Trump.
Poland has strict abortion laws. Now, Polish lawmakers are tackling the legislation. VOA's Alexis Strope with more.
Poland's parliament is holding a long-awaited debate on liberalizing the country's strict abortion law. The traditionally Catholic nation has one of the most restrictive laws in Europe, but many women terminate pregnancies at home with pills mailed from abroad. A 1993 law passed under the influence of the Catholic Church bans abortion in most cases, and a 2020 constitutional court ruling prevents abortion in case of fetal abnormalities. New Prime Minister Donald Tusk has vowed to legalize abortion until the 12th week of pregnancy. Conservatives in his coalition government had delayed the debate until now. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Mali's junta has now banned the media from reporting on activities of political parties and associations a day after barring political parties and groups. That's according to a copy of the notice distributed on social media. And there have been 17 times as many U.S. measles cases in the first 3 months of this year compared with the average number seen in the first 3 months of the previous 3 years. That's according to a government report published on Thursday.